I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late, guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things like that.
So that was Tua a couple weeks ago, narking on his teammates, and then they got blown out that weekend. We thought Mike McDaniel would lose his job. He kept his job. They blow out the Falcons 34-10 this weekend, past weekend, and now take on the Ravens tomorrow night. So it's a fun soap opera down on South Beach.
Well, yeah, that was a disaster. Tua having back-to-back two interception games was a disaster. The coach, I don't really know that he cleaned much of the mess up. He just seemed to kind of take the poo and smear it around in different areas.
Well, you never want to smear poo.
He took that pile and then just, yeah.
That's a dog owner. I know that works.
Spread it around.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Stepped in it and then, yeah, dragged it all through the facility. So that's what's been going on there. Now look, they bounced back in a way that we didn't expect, but I just think if you don't watch the NFL religiously and you look at the league through a Ravens prism, which is understandable, this is not the version of this Miami offense that we've seen in the past. It's nothing close. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is gone. They had a guy like Jonnu Smith last year who was extending plays with seam routes and getting in the end zone a ton from the tight end position. They bring Waller out of retirement. He gets hurt. Waddle's taken off lately, but Waddle's become very sort of hit or miss with them. So they've lost the element of the big play in the downfield passing game, and they also have struggled mightily at things that it's kind of like what's going on with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, and I mention him because that's where McDaniel came from.
Yeah.
You, for years, would look at outside zone, and you'd look at pitch plays, and you'd see the Miami Dolphins up there with San Francisco on another plane, and then you'd see a cluster of teams, the Ravens and the Eagles, and then you'd see everybody else. 4.1 yard per carry in outside zone, 19th in the league. That's kind of staggering. And only 5 yards per carry on pitch plays, 13th in the league. So that's a far departure from what they've been. So you lose the explosives running outside the tackle. You lose the explosives downfield with no Tyreek and a multi-concussed quarterback who doesn't want to push it down the field. And you're left with an offense that's averaging 286 points per game, 28th in the NFL.
Yards per game, yes.
Yeah, 286 points per game.
Yeah, story. That's something.
286 yards per game, 28th in the NFL, 5.2 per play, 22nd in the NFL, rushing for just 98.5 yards per game. Now, some of that is a function of there's no volume in the run game because they've been behind in these games. It's been epically bad. Overall, take the designation out of it, pitch play, power, inside, outside. Overall rushing game, 4.5 per carry. It's 11th in the league, but just above the league average and not nearly where they need it to be. Achane's looked a little better lately, but still, that's not where they need to be. And look, Kyle Hamilton in particular should be in position to wreak some havoc here because, as I said, Tua doesn't want to throw it downfield. 6.5 yards per attempt. That's bottom 10 in the NFL. 6.6 air yards per attempt on passes from the Miami Dolphins this year, 29th in the NFL. They do get creative in putting Waddle in motion and getting him fighting for some matchups, but this is, you look at their heat chart for where they throw the ball, and it gets hot between 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and 8 yards downfield.
Yeah, really, the only areas in which this Dolphins offense is doing well is actually on third down and in red zone. They're ninth in third down conversion percentage and 11th in red zone efficiency. And they are coming off the game, like you're saying, Jason, against the Falcons, in which they're feeling good about themselves, in particular Tua Tagovailoa throwing for four touchdowns. And he actually killed the Falcons when they blitzed him. He was 8 of 12 passing, 114 yards, at three touchdowns when the Falcons sent five or more guys. But with this Dolphins offense, how it's currently constructed, it's really Achane and Waddle.
Yeah,
like
that's
don't
all.
Let them beat you. Those are their two main things. If someone else pops off, so be it. But you can't let those two guys beat you.
I wonder if Achane is their most targeted player in this game.
I think it would make sense.
See that. Yeah, absolutely. Now this you mentioned this guy, yeah, Malik Washington, who like seems to pop up now and then.
I know they're intrigued by him. They think there's untapped potential there, and he's got some explosiveness to him.
The thing about Waller, I feel sorry for the guy because he started the year hurt. He finally comes back, and he's like Haley's Comet. He has two really nice weeks, and then he gets hurt in the third game, and now he's on the IR again.
Well, and look, I think that massive target means a lot to Tua. Like, you can look at tight ends, and all tight ends are big, but some are gargantuan. Jonnu Smith's pretty gargantuan. Darren Waller is not as thick as Jonnu Smith, but his limbs are just endless. So the catch radius is gargantuan, and that's a significant. Even though he was only there for a minute, he was catching red zone target after red zone target after red zone target while he was there. So that quickly became a significant blow for them. I also think they probably could have done pretty well trading him if they wanted to as well, especially considering the kind of contract he was on. But that's out the window now. I mean,
hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of flaws and faults here, for sure. But if I told you that Tua threw for 275, couple touchdowns, and these guys scored 24 points, would you flinch?
Would it shock me? No, but it would certainly disappoint me, because this Ravens defense is trending in a positive direction. If they can continue this momentum that they've been on over these past 2 weeks into this Dolphins game, play with that caliber of play, it should be enough to win. And how this schedule really sets up for them moving forward, the defense should be able to do enough. You're about to play a Vikings team after this week with J.J. McCarthy, who it tells you how much they think of him, that Carson Wentz, he was, you know, a game
Carson
of operation.
Carson Wentz was hurt, injured, and he played.
And then you got the Browns and Dylan Gabriel, who's playing quarterback. So this defense should have a stretch where it's such a lesser caliber of offense that they can do enough.
I'm with you, Jason, about I could see them putting up 20 plus, but I could also see Tua give them the ball a couple times.
I mean, the 10 picks, he's going to give you chances.
Six of them came in two games. He got benched. This team's been thrown on quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
They got two, right?
Yeah.
I think they've given up 14 or 15 passing touchdowns. I think they got two interceptions.
Yeah. But they got one last week.
Okay.
They got one last week. And as Bone said, they've given up 16.5 points per game over the last two games. But I could see Miami putting up a 20-plus.
The line keeps moving up. Now, part of it is people are convinced Lamar's playing, and people think they know that Lamar prime time and Lamar going home and all that. I think their offense puts up some points here. And I think, again, if you're talking
Tyreek. Taking me over?
If Tyreek Hill, no, probably not. Really? Tyreek Hill and Waller were here, I think they'd really be in trouble.
Much different situation.
I think they'd really be in trouble, but I bet you Miami scores 24 points.
And you don't like the over.
I don't think I'm playing. I don't think I'm playing. It's well north of 50. I don't think I'm getting in on the
Ravens 7.5.
Nope.
Not touching it.
F corporate lines.
We moving.
I'm not playing. I don't think I will. I'm not going crazy on this game.
But you
there's
like
a lot
Lamar.
Of there's a lot of variables here.
Yeah, you like
Lamar's rushing though. That was one.
Well,
play.
I took it to 30.
Okay.
I like it 30 and above. They're putting it like, it's probably, I don't know, I haven't looked in a day. It's probably close to 45 now. Look, he might go nuts, but I'm playing it.
Coming off a hammy, yeah, just be safe with the 30. Ravens and Dolphins, that's tomorrow night, Baltimore Game Day on Central Pregame Show, live from the Green Turtle and Gambrels, where we'll be tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, though, this is the last game the Ravens will play before the trade deadline, which is next week. Life comes at you fast. What do we expect to see the Ravens do before the deadline? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.